You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today, Mint Primer is written by Shovak Das. The idea of getting internet connectivity beamed from satellites is gaining popularity. But, as the technology matures, satellite communications-based internet service has moved away from being a user-centric technology. Is it viable for users in India? Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. Where do SATCOM players stand in India? Despite the buzz, SATCOM services are not yet operational. The key uncertainty is actually over the date of the center's pending allocation of satellite bandwidth. Beyond that, operators say that their technology is ready for India. There is also a licensing process involved. Notably, Elon Musk's Starlink had started accepting pre-registrations for its SATCOM internet service back in 2019. But protests from rivals led to Starlink refunding all users that had signed up for the service. This was in 2022. So far, joint ventures by Bharati Airtel and Reliance Jio have received the center's approval to offer SATCOM services. How will they target users upon launch? The approach of each SATCOM operator is different. Starlink, the best known of the bunch, is approaching individuals but has business services too. It launched a mini battery-operated router that can be taken anywhere to access fiber standard broadband internet. The Airtel consortium has not said no to introducing a consumer service, with its low Earth orbit satellites ideal to rival Starlink. However, it'll serve enterprises too. The Reliance Jio-led service may commence its services by targeting enterprises. Most stakeholders of the SATCOM industry regard its business use cases to be of more interest. Which are the main SATCOM firms in India? Airtel's consortium comprises OneWeb and Hughes. Reliance Jio has a joint venture with SES of Luxembourg. Both have received licenses. Starlink has applied too, but its license is pending approval. In the next 2 years, Jeff Bezos-backed Project Kuiper is also expected to enter the fray. Last year, Tata-backed Nelco withdrew its application. Are consumers not direct beneficiaries? SATCOMs are complicated as consumer services. The tech is expensive to set up, and compared with the pricing of terrestrial fiber and mobile broadband, SATCOM players will find it difficult to keep up. Besides, dense network offerings encircles even beyond metro markets, barring fringe areas where fiber has not been laid will make satellite broadband a surplus service. Cost, however, is the big issue. Starlink charges a $299 one-time fee and $120 per month. Even if revised for India, this is too steep. Are our devices ready for it? That's an issue. Users will need a specialized antenna that can receive the satellite signal. Right now, the cost of setting up ground stations for firms is significantly higher than that of a broadband router, which is actually mostly free. Having satellites connect directly with devices also remains a technology for the future. Only Apple's iPhone 14 and 15 series have built-in satellite receptors. Qualcomm's push for a built-in satellite chip on devices never took off and was shut down in December last year. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.